I'm First Lieutenant Joshua Siefkin of Charlie Company, 1st Battalion, 125th Infantry Regiment. Today's exercise we're doing is our squad live fire. So the purpose of that is so that we can certify our leaders as well as get actual hands-on with live rounds while moving. Today, I was in charge of the range for the weapon squads for shooting the 240s downrange. Working with the Danish is very interesting. It's my first time with the Danish, and the best thing about getting with these different nations is being able to see the different experience that they have and what that changes within their expertise that can influence even our own decisions. The biggest thing I learned today from them is that they know how to move quick, especially in the force. Very impressive maneuvers by them, and we hope to be able to retrain our own platoons to have that same sort of violence of action. The importance of the Baltic Viking exercise is it's an opportunity again to work with our state partner, the Latvian forces. I worked before with them in 2020, and so now being able to, even with a new unit, it again gets into that different experiences, especially with the evolving actual warfare going on. We've gotten a lot more usage of focusing on drones this time than my past experience in 2020. And we get to bring our own expertise from the drones we use, as well as their own real world experience. My previous experience with the state partnership program was actually the Latvians coming to Michigan to where working with them in Camp Grayling. And so that was at my time while I was a platoon leader, and we got to do a multitude of missions with them, but haven't had experience like this to actually come into their country and train in their training areas. Working with the Latvians has always been excellent. It's always a great opportunity to get to work with them, and their openness and excitement to work with us keeps us motivated to continue the training to do with them.
I'm Specialist Evan Redwine. I'm an 11 Bravo, which is infantry, with the Michigan National Guard in Charlie Company 1125 Infantry Regiment. In this particular exercise, which was a squad live fire, I was an M249 machine gunner, which is a SAW. It's a light machine gun. And I was a part of the assaulting element. Working with the Danes today was pretty cool. We were all awestruck on how tall they were. And we traded general pleasantries, and then we went on to talking about our weapon systems and how theirs are different than ours, and then they showed us how their weapon system worked, and then we showed them how ours worked and sort of traded general knowledge. So the squad live fire today helped us create a cohesion with our NATO allies through generally working with the Latvians and the Danes, and it just made us more lethal. We were exposed to different techniques and cultures, which helped us overall improve on our mission of being more lethal and ready to stand for NATO. My participation in Baltic Viking so far has been a blast. It's always fun to come to Europe. It's always fun to experience new cultures, new weather, new climates, and it's just pretty cool overall. My takeaways from today are that squad live fires are always a blast. They always get the heart pumping, and it's always fun working with our NATO allies and just showing them the ropes and them showing us the ropes and trading knowledge just in general to make us a more lethal force for future conflicts.
I'm Specialist Andrew Urban. I'm with Charlie Company in the 125 Infantry. I'm currently a specialist infantryman. I specialize in the SAW. I've been on it for the last 4 years, so I know pretty much everything you need to know about it. If you have any questions about it, I'm the guy to talk to. Today I was on the assaulting element for our deliberate attack, our squad-based attack, which basically meant that I would flank around when it was called and lay down fire for my team. Working with the Danish was awesome. They're extremely friendly people. They're more than willing to show us their equipment. They're excited to learn about the American Army. We were excited to learn about how they do things in the Danish Army. The culture of the Danish was a great thing to learn about, culture in their army as well. That's something that I think a little shared experience between the American and the Danish armies. You know, we could bring some ideas back and forth and, you know, implement stuff to make both armies better.
My name is Emil. I'm a Lance Corporal, and I work with the Forward Command Post. Multinational Division North. We met them today, we met them a few days ago as well, and just chatted a bit and saw what they're up to. And today we had the shooting, and it was nice to like talk to the guys, just like random soldier stuff, but also like talking about what we're gonna do today and see like a different perspective to things from the American side. For me, it's mostly about meeting new guys, like getting some kind of friendship between like other soldiers. That's very nice. Like, so I think a lot of soldiers have like a lot of the same stuff, but a few small different things. So it's nice to compare and talk about how is it back home.
My name is Staff Sergeant Samuel Weber. I'm with Charlie 125 Infantry, and I'm a squad leader. Today we were practicing entering and clearing a trench. We were focused more on the squad level of it because we were working towards next year when we work on platoon operations. So we were just entering the trench, practicing our breaching of it, and then working on more maneuver inside the trench. It's the first time a lot of us has done it, so it was a lot of good stuff. What I learned most about it was just how chaotic it can be, like inside a trench, like communication can break down really quickly, so it's really important that you use your pace plan and then maintain open communications with your highers and lowers. My experience with Baltic Viking was overall positive. We've done a lot of really good training. The squad live fire has been really productive. It got our squad to really gel well. And then this trench training has just, it's been the first time we've had a trench like this to work in. So it's been really beneficial training, I'd say.